My name is Kaylin Arnold, and I'm from the small town of Palmdale, California, where I've grown up my whole life. Palmdale is about 3 hours north of San Diego. This will be my second year now living in San Diego. I'm currently a sophomore at San Diego State and am a kinesiology major. Right now, I'm undecided on the emphasis of my major, but I know that I either want to go into athletic training or the kinesiotherapy department. My reason for taking physics is, first of all, due to my major. And for me, in my major, I have to take it to move on to the higher courses and upper division classes for it. My second reason for taking this is because I find physics an interesting topic due to the fact that it is around us every day, all day long. Everything we do requires physics. And without physics, we wouldn't be able to find out how things move or how fast or slow they go. For example, we wouldn't be able to calculate how long it takes for cars to speed up or slow down. So without knowing that, it would be very difficult to create on-ramps and off-ramps. And without on-ramps and off-ramps, we wouldn't be able to go anywhere, and people would end up crashing into other things around them. In reality, though, physics makes up the fundamental building blocks of the reality that we live in. In order to figure out the physics of things, it's also important to use the problem-solving method. This method consists of three main steps. The first step of this method is to draw out the problem. This means that you need to first create a mental picture in your mind, and once you do that, you need to stick it on paper. Once you have it on paper, it helps you get a better understanding of the problem you're facing. After you're able to draw it out and understand that, the next step of it is to actually give reasoning to the problem. By doing this, this means that you need to explain the problem out in words, and by using your picture as an example, it helps you to get this done a lot easier. Once you give reasoning to the problem, you have a better understanding of what is going on, and the knowledge of this is a lot better. The last step in the problem-solving method is to then plug in the variables that you've found from the reasoning step of the problem and to actually plug it into an equation in order to solve the problem. Once you do this, the problem is solved. The purpose of this method is to help yourself get a better understanding of the problem you're trying to solve, and by doing that, you're able to fully and completely understand the whole problem. Overall, I think this is a good method that could be used during certain real-life situations and may even be able to help me through my college years. Right now, I'm completely enjoying college. The whole college environment is nothing like I'd expected. I figured it'd be a lot more like high school with the whole socials part of it, but in reality, it's not. People go to college in order to prepare themselves for the future and to take classes that will help them do what they want to do for the rest of their lives. College has really truly opened my eyes and helped make me a more rounded person due to the whole diversity of everything. There's so many people in college that you probably would have never thought you'd ever met. By talking to these kind of people, it helps me get a better understanding of the people, and in the future with my career, it will help me to deal with those kinds of people. From college, all I'm really expecting to do is to learn more about myself and about what will help shape me into the person I will be in the future. The next thing I'm expecting from college is to be able to have a positive impact on people with the things I have learned and be able to learn more about them. The last thing I'm expecting from college is to be able to graduate with a degree in something I have a great passion for. For this reason, I have chosen kinesiology major to pursue in. I have chosen the kinesiology major due to the fact of my past history. When I was about 14 months old, I had a grand mal seizure and almost died due to the medication I was given for my chronic ear problems. From then on, I had been in and out of the hospital due to this. Then, around the age of 8 years old, I had my eardrum replaced due to the fact that the doctors had found a small hole in my eardrum, and if they hadn't found it soon enough, I'd probably be deaf today. Due to being in and out of the hospital, there had always been people around us to help us get a better understanding of what was going on with me. Without them, I probably wouldn't know as much as I do about what had happened to me, and it would have been harder for my parents to actually grasp and understand why things were happening and why they were doing the things they were doing. So due to this, it has shown me that I would like to pursue an career that I'm, one, able to help people due to the fact of being in and out of the hospital, and the second reason for choosing the major I would like to go in is due to the fact that I've always played sports and enjoy watching sports. So due to these two reasons of people always helping and playing sports, it has shown me that kinesiology is one of the fields that incorporates both of these things. In kinesiology, the reason why I'd actually like to go into athletic training would be because of the fact that I did play sports, and from that, athletic training as well helps people. From athletic training, you need to help people understand why things are happening to them, and you also need to help teach them how to prevent injury. By teaching them how to prevent injury, you have to learn how to deal with weights. Weights deals with the physics of life. In physics, weights are used because you need to know the force of something. And for people, when they're using pulleys, you have to understand tension, force, acceleration, the speeds of how they do it. And without knowing this, the athletes won't be able to fully understand. So you need to be able to teach them and help them understand the reason that all these things are taking place. In kinesiotherapy, that deals with helping rehabilitate the handicapped. With doing this, you're going to have to explain to them how gravity works and how how tension on things work and the force and acceleration of things while they're moving their arms up and down. And for them to understand, you're going to have to be able to have a full, complete understanding of what you're doing so that you're able to help them.